year four at Michael Faraday School, and the pupils have just started to read a new book, a book which is new to me. But no worries, I'm in good company. I've got three friends who can explain about the story and the work they're doing, so maybe some names first. Madam?
Elizabeth.
Lydia.
Shania.
Great, we have Elizabeth, we have Lydia and Shania. Let's start with Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, please, what is the book called?
Var-Jack-Paw.
Var-Jack-Paw, which is really, really new to me. I can see the front cover. It's got a cat on it, so I'm guessing it's about a cat. Maybe, can you explain, please, Elizabeth, a bit more about what you know so far?
Well, so far we've been learning about this cat, and there's this boy called Julius, his brother, and he's always, like, not listening to him and his family. They only believe that Julius is always right and that Var-Jack is always wrong. And the key points are that he went upstairs while his family was going to have their dinner. He saw a man that the contestant knows, and he's not a good man, and two big black cats. So he went downstairs to tell his family, and his family is like, oh, just can you stop whining? Just because he has, like, orange eyes and his name doesn't start with a J. That's why, like, after that, They went Elder Paul, and Elder Paul said that there has to be a meeting about it. And so they went in the meeting. Then the father said, now you are not in charge anymore. It's your time and it's my time now to do it.
Okay, wow. Such fantastic detail from Elizabeth. And we've only really just started to read this book. I can see already you're taking in all those parts of the story. And it does seem a fascinating story. So in year four, we've been starting to do various bits of literacy work. I think Lydia is going to help us out with some predictions, which is interesting. So we've started the book, and you've been predicting and writing down what might happen. Do you want to share those?
Okay. From the front cover, I think that maybe his eyes go see-through when he sees infrared or ultraviolet, because cats can see those colours. Maybe he has to learn cat karate, is a word I sort of made up. It's basically karate for cats. And maybe he comes from another dimension where the black hag, ogres, and dark queens are from, and accidentally transported himself by dropping the Master's Stone. The Master's Stone can transport you to either the human world, humans have pets, or the dark dimension, they have daemons. The word daemon is pronounced demon. Demons are shadows alike, that are like pets.
How very, very deep. What some wonderful thoughts. And so, do you think then, Lydia, so do you think Var-Jack, he's not like other cats?
No.
But from what you know in the story, do you think, is he a good character? Is he a bad character?
I think he's a good character.
And we must stress, we've only just really started to read this book. What do you think the final outcome will be like? Do you think it will be a good outcome for Var-Jack? Would it be a happy ending?
Yeah, I think it will be a happy ending with him defeating the bad people and animals.
But we've got many more chapters to read before we get there. And then sitting very, very patiently is Shania. And some of the work we've been doing in year four are some Dear Diary entries. So when you're writing a Dear Diary entry, who are you pretending to be?
Var-Jack.
So in your mind, you're thinking about what he's going through, how he might feel in certain situations. That's quite a thing to do. Would you like to read some of yours out, please, Shania?
Dear Diary, so how did you get on today? Me neither. My family is treating me as if I didn't belong here. I feel heartbroken now. Just like the day I got in trouble by my dad. All because I was told I was a little insect that did whine, but I didn't do anything. Then the next thing I knew, he was picking on me. This happens to be the worst day of my life. I was so furious, but this cannot wait no longer.
Wow, and what was great there was all the emotion and the expressions which Shania put in there. So you really felt that you were listening to Var-Jack reading out his diary. Okay, brilliant. Elizabeth, Lydia and Shania, I've really enjoyed that now. I've got more of an understanding about this book, which is quite new to me. I'm going to go and read it. Who knows? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.